Thank you for joining us at the Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. Hey, today I am very excited to say I've got my very first guest on my podcast. Yes, that's right. We've got a guest speaker today who I'm going to be asking Q&A because we want to get the scoop on the escrow space. So if anybody's listening, you're an escrow officer, this message is for you. If you're in sales and you're in the real estate space, this one's for you. You'll definitely want to hear and check it out. I'm excited to introduce my friend and my partner, Ms. Sam Reichel. She is with Fidelity National Title Group. And today we are going to be asking her a bunch of questions. Sam, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me be a part of this. I love your podcast, everyone. If you're not listening to this regularly, you should be going through back through all of her podcasts because they are fantastic.
Aw, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, because I work in the sales space and the title world, I keep getting so many different questions and curiosities and people having situations or circumstances that we want to get a little color since you're the escrow expert. She is a coach and coaches escrow officers, and she's the bomb diggity do. So today, my first question for you, Sam, is if someone is new to sales, right? They just got into the business. Walk me through the roadmap on how to get them started with a really great, healthy relationship with escrow.
Okay, that's a great question, Lisa. So the first thing that we want to do is, as in any relationship, is really start to get to know each other. So it's important that our sales execs are setting time aside every day and really doing this by time block. And we talk a lot about time blocking in coaching, is take 15 minutes a day to go meet with your escrow officers, find out what's going on their transactions, maybe ask them how their day's going and get to know them a little bit more personally. We also want to make sure that we're working with them on strategies on what that marketing looks like. If you want them to be sharing leads with you, we got to figure out what that program looks like. So talk to them about sharing those. Make sure that we're following up on those back end leads so that you guys can be getting those escrows. I mean, those are golden tickets when we've got back end escrows that we're dealing with. So work with your escrow officers on what that strategy looks like. And then I got to tell you, the most important part of this is your follow up and follow through. If you're not tracking what you're doing with them and you're not consistently meeting with them and you don't know what your plan and strategy is, you're not going to get anywhere. So we really have to be getting to know those people and then know what our plan looks like.
Very good. I love that. Thank you so much. My next question for you is, how can sales share negative feedback with escrow officers?
Oh, great question. You know, this business, we've got a lot of people that are in emotional situations. We're buying and selling properties. We're dealing with millions of dollars. And there are, you know, complaints that are going to come along. And so it's important then when we do get negative feedback out in the field or from a client that we first of all recognize that we don't know the whole story. So to make sure that you're not selling out your escrow officer out in the field. And then asking the escrow officer if you can talk to them about that transaction and what happened. We've got to be honest about the feedback, but we really want to be making sure that we're approaching them in a way, really with love, is approaching them with love and making sure that we're going to them and saying, hey, I got some feedback that I wanted to go over with you and talk to you about it. Do you have a few minutes that we can talk about it? The biggest mistake I think our sales execs make is that they get the negative feedback. They take it as being, you know, real solid, don't know what it is, and then they come attacking at the escrow officer. Hey, somebody called me and they're mad. And we want to make sure we're not doing that because we don't know the full story. And until we know that, we can't come up with solutions. So when we get negative feedback, we want to work together on what that solution's going to look like.
Okay, I like that. Thank you so much. Now on the flip side, what are some of the tips that the escrow officers on how they can accept the feedback and actually find a solution when sales approaches them?
You know, getting negative feedback, it's not fun. We don't like to hear that people don't like us. We don't like to hear that people aren't happy with our service. We don't like to hear people complaining. And the normal human reaction is going to be to get defensive, to get upset, and maybe to be in a negative space. I think it's important for escrow to make sure that they digest the feedback and that they take it in and that they listen. So make sure that you're using your active listening. Hear what your sales exec has to say, or whether it's a client that's complaining, hear what they have to say. Let them get that out of their system. Don't interrupt. Don't be defensive. And make sure that we are working on solutions. Because if we become defensive, if we're interrupting, then all we're doing is adding fuel to the fire. And you don't want to do that. We want to be, we're in a customer service industry. And if you have an upset customer, we got to figure out what that solution is to make sure that we are making sure that they leave our space happy at the end of the transaction. And the only way for us to do that is really to be good listeners and then good solution oriented solutions.
Very good. Thank you. Here's a question for you. How do we get escrow out of and on social media? I hear a lot of salespeople saying, I want to get my team on social media. I want to get them exposed. Give a few tips to the escrow officer, the importance of getting on camera, you know, maybe getting an interview or telling a little bit about, you know, their specialty and things like that. Help encourage them for us.
Okay, so escrow man, this is a hard one, right? Because they're like, I don't want to be on camera. I'm fat. My hair doesn't look good. I don't have enough lipstick on. There's every excuse in the book that you're going to get from escrow as to why they don't want to get on camera with you. What I will say is once we do it, we got to just get out of our comfort zone. And so we've got to encourage them and have them tread slowly. Don't have the first thing be going on Facebook Live if they're not going to be comfortable with that. Maybe we can actually just use an app like Photogrid, where we're putting an advertisement out there, making some cute little marketing pieces that we can put on Facebook or on Instagram and start it slowly with them. We've got to encourage them and let them know. In coaching, I will tell you at this juncture, when we first started, social media was an option. It no longer is. It is required. Everyone is on social media. We can hit thousands of people. The escrow officers that I have that are on social media, that are doing their Monday morning tips, their Tuesday title tips, their Facebook Lives, their private messages, they are killing it on orders. Those numbers are going up and up and up. So escrow, if you're not on social media, you are certainly losing out. And I would definitely encourage you to get out on there. It is important.
All right. So here's a question I have for you. How can we get escrow officers to love their jobs again? Give us the juice.
So Lisa, it is so important to make sure that we love our jobs. And we got to identify if we're not happy at work, why aren't we happy? Why aren't you happy in your life? Why aren't you happy in your job? So write down some things that you might want to make adjustments to. And remember that we're going to need to get a little uncomfortable to make those changes. The other thing too is starting your day off right. So make sure that you're listening to Lisa's Untouchable Morning podcast. That's a really great one to help you get your morning started right. And then making sure that we are organizing our day from the beginning, taking breaks throughout the day. So important for you to step away, especially if you're stressed out and overwhelmed, is even just to take 5 minutes away from your desk and do some breathing exercises. Take a walk around your building. So we've got to have some strategies in place when we're feeling stressed out to make sure we get into a better space. So I'd recommend that we, and really important, so important, is writing down great things that happened during your day. Have a notepad next to you. And as you have somebody giving you a compliment or you've done a great job, write it down. And that way we can look at that at the end of the day and see what was good in our day rather than focusing on what was bad in our day.
I love that. I want to add one more thing to that. You should check out the podcast that's called Untouchable Morning. If you kickstart your morning off right, it really makes a difference in your day. So check that one out. All right. In close, Sam, just tell us briefly, you're a phenomenal coach, built this coaching division for escrows from the ground up. Give us a little color on the coaching programs that you got.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we have coaching programs for escrow officers, whether you're new or seasoned. If you're new, we've got an on-ramp program to get you started and get you busy. If you're already working a desk and seasoned and you want to take it up a notch, we've got a program for our killers to make you even better. We also work with escrow officers that are in a space where they're just struggling with time management and teamwork and team and workflow, and so we can put you into the transformative program there. The leading edge is for our team members, for any assistants, receptionists, anyone else in your office that is a support staff, get them into the leading edge. We're working on all kinds of stuff from customer service to time blocking to managing yourself, working better with sales, working better with escrow officers. And then we have our leadership development program for all of our branch managers and emerging leaders, where we are learning leadership from one side to the other and really learning to become a great leader and lead your team, the entire team, into doing great things.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Sam, for coming on our Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast today. So appreciate having you. You're fantastic. Thank you for your words of wisdom. You guys, please visit her at EliteEscrowCoaching.com. All right, we're going to sign off. DJ, kick us up something that the escrow officers would like to hear, everybody. All right, don't forget to check me out on Get Real with Lisa Crown. I have a private Facebook group page, or you can follow me on Instagram at Coach Elsie, and that's E-L-S-E-E on Instagram. Have yourselves a productive week. And let's go kick it up a notch.